Fellen start Sinchovtes. Kol pikuach nefesh neiche Shabbos. Kuz nefesh neiche Shabbos. Mazoris, and if a person is quick in avoiding pikuach nefesh, areza mishubach. If she's doing a gewaldige kizach. Afilu. Nav lo dleike bechotzer acheres. There are two chatzeres, two yards. In the my next door neighbor's yard, there is a fire burning. V'yore, but he's afraid the fire travel. Shetavoyer, that the fire will go over, l'chotzerzu. V'yovoy lidei sakone, and it might bring to a sakone. We'll see what the sakone is. Mechabin kidei shalaitaber. So I don't wait till it comes into my chutz. I go into his chutz and I extinguish the flame. Ayin.
Anyone?
Yeah. If there's a chash sakon, azor is a reze mishubach. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Lidei sakone. Kigoin. What's the sakone? The ike shom choylim oiktanim. That means in my house there are sick people or small children. She'enom yecholim lebreich. If the fire is going to get out of hand, they will not be able to escape the fire. So memele, that's called a sakana. So here,
probably be destroyed.
That's going to be destroyed. That's a hemsed moment. Here we're talking about pikuach nefesh. He brings down from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, "Al pi roiv, yesh b'sreifa sofik pikuach nefesh." He says, "If you have a fire burning, there's a sofik. It could someone ever get burned." Muta. So if there's no goy around, a yid is allowed to extinguish it. Muti so lechaboyse batzmei al sofik pikuach nefesh, because al pi roiv there's a sofik. Ele im kein hu batuach she'ein sak, unless he knows clearly that there's no sakonis nefoshes, then that's a sakonis nefoshes, so I'm mainly not allowed to. But he says, but not knowing, one can assume that there's a din of sofik pikuach nefoshes, which one is permitted to be mechal or Shabbos. And here he brings down from Reb Nissen Karelitz, if you have houses which are mamish one next to the other and funnels start burning, it'll be a wildfire. I mean, it's just a kedema has a din of a sakana. So it's a mechavin. So it says you're allowed to extinguish it. The fire is in my neighbor's chotzer. Vuadin the shori lahavsik bekelim shal matris abikliheres malei mayim. Afilu tzorich lohavi akelim derech shusaram dika harbe yisurim. That means, let's say that I want to prevent the fire to come to my chotzer, so I'll take 20 barrels full of water, and I'll put them. I'll make a barrier from them in front of the flame, so when the flame will hit these barrels, so the water will come out and extinguish it. But I don't have these barrels. I have to carry them on the reshus harabim. So he says, that's also, if that's the way, if the way you'll extinguish the flame is by carrying 20 barrels in the reshus harabim, so it's yemehet of pikuach nefoshes. What? If you have a fire department, it's gewaldig. Kosev Amogin Avrom. Now, this is, we have a very interesting shiloh over here. Im yochil lahatzel es lechoyle v'kotn liso isom derech reshus harabim. That means I have here, it's a shiloh in my house. My house might get burned, and another house is not negeya. In my house, there's a chayla or a cotton. So I have two alternatives. I can carry the chayle out of the house through a reshus harabim, and then there's no shayla pikuach nefashis, or I can extinguish the flame. Now, let us just look. Let's weigh the two options. If you extinguish a flame, that's a isa, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa, I don't need the coals, it's also me the rabbanim. If I carry in a reshus harabim, that's a shalom of the raisa. So now, with the it's not naise, it's atzmai. It's talking about the chaylam, it's not naise, it's atzmai. Kos of a mogen abrom. In yochel ha'atzos ha'chayla v'kot lisa isam dach reshus harabim, he can carry them. Af al pi kain mutav l'chabais v'yhavi ki meloche shein tzricha l'guf da potra lo. Ma shein kein lav odach reshus harabim da harbe proiskim soivrim de gambis maneinu yeslonu reshus harabim. So the Mogen Avrom said it's a machlekes if we have a reshus harabim. Others hold we don't have a reshus Sarabim, because you need 600,000 people passing by each day. We don't have a Rishur Sarabim. But others hold we do have a Rishur Sarabim. We don't need 600,000 people. There's a machloikis. So to carry a chayle in a Rishur Sarabim is a suffix isel neiraisef. To extinguish a flame is a kibui, which is, I don't need the coals, is also in the Rabbanon. So the Mogen Avrom says, so if you have an option, extinguish the flame and don't carry. That is what the Mogen Avrom says. V'chaye odom, b'chlal havor, kosom do ledate mutav, laver del chishus harabe, mishe yechabe. V'chaye odom says, he holds the other way around. We can assume we don't have a chishus harabe. And some emailers, so we don't have a chishus harabe, so it's only a carmelist. Kibui is a maloche de yeraise that I'm not doing, it's ain't zricha legufe. So a maloche de yeraise, which doesn't mean a Rabbanon, is more homo than carrying in a Carmelist. What? So carrying is a Meloche de Rabbanon. Kibui is a Meloche de Yeraise, but I'm not doing it with Tzorech Guhoi. So the Hayodom says that it's more Chomo Kibui than the Swim and Mary, Merdika Machloikis, between the Hayodom and the Mogen Avrom.
Hold on, this is.